It is 8:33 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards Teeker. Glide Memorial Church is one of the most iconic public service institutions in San Francisco. They serve about 700,000 meals every year, have become an incredible gathering place, not just for a religious community, but for a larger, highly inclusive, progressive community. One of the first churches ever to preside over same-sex weddings. Removed religious symbols from inside the sanctuary in order to create a more inclusive space for Sunday services. And all of this seems to have put the church on a collision course with the larger organization that it is a part of. The weekend before last, Bishop Minerva Carcano effectively removed the leadership of Glide, the associate pastors who had been their ties to the church hierarchy. And just this past weekend, released a statement explaining some of her actions, saying, quote, she was concerned that it's no longer a Methodist service. Quote, it's instead populated by people of other faiths, such as Jewish, Buddhist, Muslim, and Wiccan. Atheists and agnostics comprise another segment of the Glide community. Also raised concerns about the level of financial reporting and announced an investigation into the church's finances. We're joined now in studio by Karen Hanrahan. She is president and CEO of Glide, which operates the church and its programs. In a past life, she also worked as a deputy assistant secretary of state in the Obama administration. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brian. Happy to be here.
Why don't you explain from your point of view what went down the weekend before last? How did you find out?
So the weekend before last, at the last minute, Bishop Carcano and Reverend Stacy Current reassigned the two remaining pastors at Glide Church. We were informed through our board through a letter Saturday night, and then they announced it Sunday morning. So it was a surprise to everyone, including our congregation. A big moment for our church, which is, under this bishop's leadership, has been going through some challenges.
Yeah. What are the practical impacts of having those pastors reassigned?
So in practice, we'll be fine. We're gonna continue to operate our church, continue Sunday services, continue the joyful celebrations we've had every Sunday. I think the bigger implications of the bishop's efforts to try to assert some kind of authority in Glide Church is that she would like to bring Glide in a direction that doesn't really align with Glide's values of radical inclusion and unconditional love. As you just mentioned, in her open letter, she reaffirmed something we've been hearing from her for many months in our private dialogues with her, which is that she really does disapprove of Glide's openness, of the fact that we do welcome Jews, Muslims, atheists, and yes, sometimes even Wiccans may be present into our celebrations, into the worshiping community of our church. And just, one clarification here, the bigger organization here is the Glide Foundation. And one of the things that we do is run this incredibly beautiful, wonderful church that is Glide Church. In running that church, we do work in partnership with the United Methodist Church, with this bishop. But since her tenure, it's been a challenge. That partnership has been challenged.
Yeah. So explain how much power the United Methodist Church has over you and how much autonomy you have. They own your building, for instance.
That's incorrect. So the deed for our building is in the name of the Board of Trustees of the Glide Foundation.
Got it.
The relationship between the United Methodist Church and Glide is a long-standing collaborative relationship. The assets that we manage that fund the church, we have a partnership with the UMC in managing the church. So the UMC appoints pastors. The bishop is on our board of the Glide Foundation and attends board meetings. So it's an interesting partnership that we have, and for many years it's been a very collaborative relationship.
Well, you describe it as a partnership, but she has the power to pluck pastors out of your church and send them elsewhere. I think a lot of people who care about Glide and are disturbed by the latest move ask, can you cut the ties? Can Glide go independent?
So we could cut the ties. It's an option that we're looking at. We obviously have deep consultations to do with our congregation in the church. We have a lot of discussions to be had with our board of trustees, and there's so many people that depend upon Glide from Sunday celebration to meals to shelter to early childhood education, that we're not taking this decision lightly, and we're about to engage a lot of people in that discussion. But I think, just as you read from her open letter, it's hard to imagine continuing the collaboration and partnership with somebody who does not want us to welcome Jews, Muslims, and atheists into our congregation.
We're speaking about the crisis at Glide Church, and our guest in studio is Karen Hanrahan. She's the president and CEO of the Glide Foundation, which operates the church and its programs. And if you're part of the larger Glide community, we would like to take your questions. If you've been involved with Glide, she's here to answer your questions about what's going on. The phone number, 1-800-958-9008, 1-800-958-9008. Am I correct in thinking that one pastor they cannot touch is Cecil Williams because he's technically retired?
Absolutely. He retired from the United Methodist Church as a pastor almost 15 years ago. We have the great fortune of having Cecil Williams and Janice Mercatani still around, still with us, on our board of trustees. They're very much serving as advisors and board members, and we're grateful for still having them around.
1-800-958-9008 for your questions about the crisis at Glide Memorial Church. So let's say there was some type of schism between your organization and the largest United Methodist Church. How would it impact what you do already?
So the bulk of what we do, about 95% of our resources at Glide, go to programs and services. So food security, shelter, early childhood education, harm reduction, violence reduction. We invest the bulk of our resources in the Tenderloin, in lifting people out of poverty, in social justice. That is something that will not be disturbed. That is a core part of what we do and are committed to continuing and keeping stable. I think the impact on our church, which is about 5% of our resources, but a major part of who we are, I think already the impact that we have felt since Bishop Carcanu's tenure is just disruption and distraction and a level of a lack of understanding of who Glide is, of its values, and what it does. So we are working, we're committed to keeping Sunday celebrations going. It's just become increasingly challenging under her leadership.
Well, Karen Hanrahan, let's bring some of our listeners into the conversation. First on the line, we have Susan in San Francisco. Good morning.
Hey, I just had a question about the communion. I had heard that for some reason Glide doesn't want to do communion anymore.
Glide does communion, so I'm not sure where that comes from.
I don't know. They were just saying that for some reason Sunday morning there's no more communion, and that like a lot of the basic things that are Methodist practices are not being practiced.
So, thank you for raising that, because I think it's an important issue to discuss. So, as Brian just alluded to, Glide is a unique church. Cecil Williams in the 1960s took the cross off the wall, and not because because he believes that the cross lives in all of us and that our job is to walk the talk and to serve people and to live the teachings of Jesus Christ in our everyday lives. So over the years, there have been a lot of traditional Methodist practices as well as non-traditional practices. And that's the beauty of GLIDE. It's a unique worshiping community, a unique celebration that incorporates some traditions and doesn't incorporate others.
Can you talk about how many people typically come to services, and then also how many people are treated, are provided services and community through the foundation as well as the services that happened?
Sure. So the congregation, GLIDE congregation in our church is one of the largest United Methodist Church congregations around the United States. As we've mentioned, it's comprised of a very diverse group of people across socioeconomic backgrounds, not just, homeless, poor, middle class, wealthy, as well as every race, gender preference. It's really a beautiful mix of diverse people, and there are thousands of people in our congregation. In terms of the number of people we serve, again, we serve many thousands of people every year. As you mentioned, we serve about 750,000 free meals a day, but that barely scratches the surface of the impact that we have on people's lives. So the GLIDE has grown over the years into a $20 million organization, and that with those resources, we are dedicated to helping people in this city get to a better place in their lives.
We're speaking to Karen Hanrahan. She's president and CEO of the GLIDE Foundation, which operates the GLIDE Memorial Church and its programs. And we're talking about an apparent crisis at GLIDE that has pitted the church against its parent church, the United Methodist Church, which abruptly reassigned all the pastors working at GLIDE to other churches. And this past weekend announced it will be investigating the bookkeeping and financial reports of GLIDE itself. If you're part of the GLIDE community, if you've got questions about what's going on, Karen may have answers. 1-800-958-9008. 1-800-958-9008. What about the question of the books? What's the substance of the dispute with United Methodist Church?
So I think there's no real substance there. I'm at this point, we're not sure if she's just forgetting or if she's actually intentionally misleading. But this statement about GLIDE's finances and that we don't file reports to her. The bishop is on our board of directors. She receives quarterly financial reports. She receives our yearly audit from an outside independent auditor. She approves the budget of GLIDE. So she has both in writing and verbal reports around the finances of GLIDE. So this is sort of a confusing statement and really has no merit.
Do you think she wants to shut GLIDE down?
I think she wants to see GLIDE Church operate in a fundamentally different way, a way that reflects her idea of Christianity, her idea of what a traditional Methodist church should look like. I can't imagine that she would want to shut down GLIDE overall and the foundation and the work that we do or our church, because it serves so many thousands of people. It's been an iconic organization in this city that has brought people back to religion, if anything. It has found this unique way of welcoming people into its worshiping community who have been alienated from institutionalized religion and just from across diverse backgrounds. So I'm not sure why some of this is happening, but it's mind-boggling on some level.
Let's bring in another caller. We've got 300 on the line in Berkeley. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm very, very glad that there are people who are still trying to do the right thing and help people. But I've lived in Berkeley my entire life, and from what I can see, the Episcopal Church in the United States of America has really dropped the ball with its churches in Berkeley. And I'm very, very sorry that there are people who just basically believe that money is everything.
Got it. So well, really do you have a question about Glide and the United Methodist Church?
Well, I believe that organized money and organized religion are just at odds with each other, and I'm hoping that Glide can continue, but that's just all I wanted to say is that money and organized religion are at odds with each other, and I really hope that things work out.
Thanks for that, 300. Yeah. Karen, Glide has been remarkably successful as a fundraiser. I mean, you have Warren Buffett auctioning off lunches to support the Glide Foundation. Financially speaking, you must be quite a feather in the United Methodist Church's hat.
That's correct. I think I first want to clarify that there's definitely a firewall between the funds that we use in the foundation for programs and services and the funds that go to the church. We have very clear financial systems to create that separation because we have such diverse donors. Warren Buffett, yes, being one of them. And it's true, Glide, because of its strong financial management and because of its philosophy and the way that it touches people, transforms people. It has grown into a $20 million organization. People like Warren Buffett and his previous wife, Susie, have been touched by Glide in a way that has transformed their lives. And so, so it's a sophisticated organization, well-run financially, increasingly committed to expanding its impact and finding new and better ways to break these very challenging cycles of poverty. And right now, you know, all of this sort of turmoil around the church is really the main thing that's challenging us right now and kind of disrupting all of that.
Isn't this also a particularly strong moment of need where inequality in San Francisco is so extreme at this moment? The amount of number of people living on the street, the number of people in desperate need of service, and Glide is one of the places that provides those services. I mean, isn't this moment even particularly more difficult to face this type of challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for that. It is, I mean, the lines outside of our doors are getting longer. The demand for our services is skyrocketing. We are finding, developing new and different ways to serve people and assist people here in San Francisco. The trend lines here, you know, from the poverty rate to the homelessness rate, the gap between rich and poor, addiction, all of these trend lines are headed in a bad direction. So Glide is, our services are needed more than ever.
Let's bring a few more callers into the conversation on the crisis at Glide Memorial Church. Ellen is on the line in Berkeley. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for this show. I'm concerned about the impact on the gentrification issue. Is this partially coming from the fact that San Francisco has had a very hostile attitude toward homeless people from the perspective of those who are owners of property and owners of businesses? And then lastly, is the United Methodist Church itself in financial difficulty? Such that they would be looking at Glide Memorial's financial assets as a cash cow?
Great questions, Ellen.
Sure. So let me just take the second question first. From my knowledge, the answer is yes. The United Methodist Church is in financial trouble. I think at their conference last week, you know, we learned they spent an entire session focused on the UMC's financial crisis. As Brian alluded to earlier, Glide is a sophisticated organization that has resources, not just real property buildings, our building, but also the resources that we use to assist people here in the city. So, you know, I can only speculate on whether that is this issue, the financial crisis of the UMC is one of the underlying factors that's driving the bishop's behavior, but it definitely is some of the background and context here. I do also want to point out that, you know, this is not, I do not want to paint the whole United Methodist Church with the same brush here. We have had a very good relationship, and Glide actually fits right into United Methodist tradition. We've had an outpouring of support from other clergy and Methodist leadership around the United States in support of who Glide is, our values, and hoping that we come through this okay.
By the way, if you're wondering where the other side of this conversation is, Bishop Minerva Carcano, the person responsible for the shakeup at Glide, has not been speaking to the press, aside from the open letter she issued last weekend, which I read from at the beginning of this segment. Next caller we have on the line is Lynn in Mill Valley. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. I'm just calling to make a vote. I love Glide, and I love what Glide does, and I say if they're not willing to go along with you, you need to dump the United Methodist Church. Clearly, they've got some rather unsavory interest in you at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Lynn, how often do you make the trek in from Mill Valley to services at Glide?
Nope.
I guess we'll never know. We've got time for one or two more questions on the crisis at Glide. The phone number is 1-800-958-9008, 1-800-958-9008. Our guest, Karen Hanrahan, President and CEO of the Glide Foundation, which operates Glide Memorial Church and its programs and has quite a degree of autonomy from the United Methodist Church, which it is currently in conflict with. What you don't have autonomy over is the appointment of pastors with church credentials to run services at your church. So I guess the question is, if you were to do as Lynn suggested, and you were to go independent, and you were to lose the benefit of having ordained Methodist pastors in your services, how many people would you lose as a result, do you think?
You know, that's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that. I think the majority of people who come to Glide do not come because it is Methodist. They come because it is it reflects and lives the values of radical inclusion, unconditional love. It is a celebration. You know, the bishop has indicated that it is not Christian enough, when in fact it is Christian enough. It embodies Christianity and the values and teachings of Jesus. So I think that I'm not sure we would lose very many people at all. I do think that this sort of disruption, this back and forth with the bishop, you know, that alone, the controversy, I hope does not turn people away, does not make people leave Glide. But I know people want to continue coming to Sunday celebration. We've had an outpouring of support around that. And we're in the process of making plans for what these Sunday celebrations would look like. If the pastors are assigned, and we would welcome these pastors, and if they are not assigned by the Methodist Church.
Next on the line, we have Robert in Berkeley. Good morning.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Sure can. What's your question?
Well, it's not clear to me. It's clear that, you know, the bishop has the control over the ministerial staff, but what about the actual physical facility? In other words, the church itself, the building, and its use for services. Is there a debate there about that?
Karen Hanrahan?
So as I said earlier, the name on the deed, the owners of the building are the Board of Trustees of the Glide Foundation.
Great. Let's try to squeeze in one more caller. This is someone calling anonymously from Tucson. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I believe that the Glide should explore all possible options, but I read in the Chronicle yesterday that they don't control the assets and that the church, the Methodist Church controls the assets. Therefore, they could not really break off from it.
All right, got the question. Karen Hanrahan, maybe three times a charm. What's the answer?
Yeah, so that's just not, I think that was a mistake in the Chronicle, and it's just not correct. So Glide controls its assets. One of the...
Glide being the foundation that the is Glide independent Foundation, from the Methodist Church.
That's correct. That is independent from the Methodist Church, but for the resources that we have that fund the church and support the church, we do that in a trustee relationship for the United Methodist Church. So it is... one of the unique things about Glide is its organizational structure. It was specifically set up to have a board of directors over the foundation that make these decisions and control and manage these assets in the interests of charity, in the interests of education, and in the interests of religious purposes. So it was designed specifically to have checks and balances. And Lizzie Glide, in her visionary way, back in the 1920s, wanted to create. She did not put all of the resources in the hands of the United Methodist Church. She set up something different called the Glide Foundation.
All right, Karen Hanrahan, we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming across the bay this morning.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Karen Hanrahan is president and CEO of Glide Foundation, that operates the church and its programs.